I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
You are probably like most people and have a pretty good handle on your finances. But when something unexpected happens, can you handle the extra added expense? Well, here to help us out with that and joining us by phone is Urjit Patel. Urjit is the Executive Vice President of Consumer Banking at Axiom Bank. Urjit, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Michael.
Well, saving money is like the thing that everybody wants to do but has problem doing. What are some things we can do to help save money for these unexpected expenses?
So here's some best practices that I would advise on saving money, because it's not something that we naturally say, I'm excited to do, or let me find the time to do it. So, you know, step one, create a budget, and create this budget that includes savings as an expense for you. So you're paying yourself first, just like you would save, just like you would pay your rent or mortgage or pay your car payment or cell phone bill. And so building it as a part of your budget sets some discipline that, oh, I've got to make this budget work, and this is going to help me for those, you know, expenses that may come up that weren't accounted for. The other thing that I can say is start early, right? And any amount can make a difference. As little as $10 a week, $20 a month makes a difference that you can actually start saving for your future.
Is there such a thing as a program that will do that? Because I know there are apps that, you know, round off your purchases and put that in an account, and then you have that. Do banks have something like that?
From a banking aspect, what we offer are savings accounts. The good thing about having a savings account is you will get a better rate of interest, because so your money starts to grow a little faster. But also accessibility, Michael. If you don't have accessibility to make withdrawals as easy as it would be, then your savings stays intact during those difficult times. You're like, well, let me just pull the money from my savings account and I'll take care of it. And so from a banking side, a savings account, a money market savings account, depending on the amount that you're going to open it up with. So convenience and access are important things.
And liquidity, because a lot of these accounts, you put money in there for a certain amount of time and you have no access to it.
Yes. So having it fully liquid for an emergency that may come up gives you the opportunity to take care of those unexpected expenses.
And what are some of the ones? You mentioned money market. Is that pretty liquid?
It is completely liquid. It just pays a different rate of interest than a savings account. What I would advise is you start with our regular savings account. There's no minimum balance. It pays a decent amount of interest. It's fully liquid and accessible. The good thing about it is you do not have to tie your savings account to your checking account. So if you need to have access to those funds, you actually physically may need to visit the branch or make a phone call. And as a result of that, it makes saving better for you.
One of the things that I do is I set up an automatic withdrawal from my checking account to my savings account as sort of like a payment in advance for something that might come up later. And it does it automatically. I don't even think about it. And it kind of builds up after a while.
It does, and that's exactly the service that we offer and most financial institutions offer, is automatic transfers either weekly or monthly from your checking to savings. And after a period of time, Michael, you don't even notice that it's gone, but you look at your savings or you look at your savings balance and you think, wow, it's been 6 months or it's been 3 months. I've accumulated this much. This actually works.
Yeah, there's something about having to do it manually yourself that will give you that extra added opportunity not to do it than having it done already for you.
Yes, absolutely. So automate savings, make sure it's fully liquid, pays you a good rate of interest, and you can reach your goal.
All right, so now that's a good way of preventative. What happens when, all right, something really major has come up and you've got a big expense and a big debt that you need to take care of. What about small loans? What do you think about that?
So loans are an important piece of building credit, which is a different topic. And you can either use a credit card to pay that expense off and then utilize a savings account or checking account to pay down your credit card balance, especially if you're going to do it within the next 30 days without getting charged too much interest. Doing a short-term small loan for a large expense that may come up, that is also an effective way to pay that expense. And then you make monthly payments from either your checking or savings account to pay down that loan.
Your local bank, now of course you're a local banker, is, you know, if you build a good relationship with the bank, it's better than maybe trying to deal with these credit cards that, you know, have the 0% interest and you do with that. Because a bank will work with you, right?
So the best advice I can give you on that is visit your local banker at your local branch. Banks, from an advocacy standpoint, it's important for us to give you the advice to help you. Banks offer credit cards, but only if they're in your best interest, right? If taking a short-term loan out, Michael, is a better option, then that's what really needs to be the solution to solve that expense issue.
Right, but with your bank, they kind of know, or your banker knows, kind of knows what you have, what you're going through, and it's more of a personal experience
Absolutely, because as you visit with your bank and your branch and the local folks that will help you, you build a relationship with them. And that long-term relationship will translate into additional products and services to help you grow your finances in the future. And you can trust your bank to do that for you.
Well, what is the difference between, you know, talking about loans, because loans are a way to deal with unexpected expense, especially if you have something in your house that maybe you have to take care of. What is the difference between like a regular loan and like a line of credit?
A regular loan comes with monthly fixed payments. If you had to take out a $2,000 loan for something to get fixed at the house, maybe those payments are over a period of 1 or 2 years of $125 a month, every single month until the loan is paid off. A line of credit, Michael, for $2,000 gives you access to money that you can pay down over a period of time, right, if you draw it up for an expense, and that access is always out there. So if you pay your line of credit off within a year or two, you still will have it available for future potential expenses.
Ah, so it's like an open, I've heard that, the open line of credit, and it doesn't really hurt your financial scores, right?
Neither of them hurt your scores. They actually help because building credit is important, and you need credit to build it.
So if you, I understand that you're a banker, and we're not trying to do a commercial for Axiom Bank, so any bank really in general, you come up with this thing, especially during the holidays, we're going to build up some expenses, and then we're going to come out the other side, and we're going to go, oh my, what am I going to do with this? You can literally just sit down with someone like yourself and just lay it all out there on the table, literally, and say, what's the best way to do this?
Yes. So it's important to speak to your banker at your local financial institution, and they can help walk you through what's the best solution during the holiday time frame. You know, if you're going to spend X amount of dollars during the holidays, what's the best way to accommodate that without it costing you too much money? How can you set up a savings plan right now that still can help pay for holiday expenses at the end of the year?
Right. Yeah. I know for most people, and I include myself in this, and when I say most people, I'm probably talking about myself, I get a little overwhelmed with all these different things. You know, we're talking about CDs and money markets and IRAs and all these investment plans. And then, you know, like you're scared to death that you're going to put some money into something and then you're not going to have access to it for 5 years. What is the best thing you would do for someone who's starting out with that kind of idea?
The best approach in that scenario is to start off with a savings account, completely liquid, accessible as you need to have it accessed, either at the branch or online or through your debit card, and build by saving consistently from week to week. And as you get more comfortable and you build up an emergency savings fund of, let's say, 3 months of expenses, then you can take a portion of that money and put it into a CD and have a higher rate of interest at your local bank branch, and it's a fixed rate over maybe a year or two while you're still consistently saving week to week in your savings account. according to your budget.
Now, when you do that, though, I mean, when I say it's not, you don't have access to it for a year, you do have access to it, but you'd have to pay a penalty to get it out of there, right?
Correct. You may pay a penalty if you withdraw earlier than the term. And most people like to keep it for the full term. But in case something comes up and you don't have enough funds to cover, you do have access to it. Yes.
Because that's always been a thing people I talk to say, you know, well, I want to do what you just said, you know, build up a stack of money in my savings, but I would like the money to work for me. But on the other hand, I don't want it working for me and then I have no access to it. You know, it's that catch-22, I think. What do you do with that?
Absolutely. So again, the best plan for that is stick to a savings account, make weekly or biweekly deposits as you get paid with direct deposit or your paycheck. And then from there, 3 months from now, when you've built up a cushion of a savings account in your, you know, savings balance, you can then take 25 or 30% of that money, not all of it, and put it in a certificate of deposit while still having a good portion liquid in case expenses came up. So now you have the best of both worlds, a higher interest rate and liquidity.
So you have options. And when you have these unexpected expenses, and a lot of things fall under that unexpected expenses, especially at the holidays, because maybe you've budgeted some money for the holidays and then all of a sudden you need tires. You know, and that's at least $1,000, or, you know, a pipe breaks in your house and you got to fix that. It's good to know that there are options for you, but you can do it smartly by just going to your bank and asking somebody.
Yes. And this way you can get the advice that you need with the product or service that can fulfill that expense, whether it's short term or long term.
All right. Well, I think you gave us a lot to think about. And you maybe, you know, you just say, well, it's never too early to start. And savings account, that's the way to go, you know, because that way you feel like you have control. And then as you build from there and you learn more, then you can branch out, right?
Absolutely. And savings shouldn't be hard. Make it a part of your budget. Make it a part of your life. Start early and start small, small enough that it actually builds up, and then over a period of time, you can increase your automatic transfers, and you can open up other products and services that offer better rates of return, too.
There it is. I think you gave us a lot to think about as we plow into this holiday season, and any season, actually. This is never too late to start with planning for saving your money and being ready for these unexpected expenses that occur. Well, Urjit Patel, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.